Risk Management Roadmap. Supply chain risk management has always been important, but it has taken on greater importance due to the increasing pace of change in the world and the increase in the use of supply chain technology. Attempts to make the supply chain more lean have also created risk exposures. Therefore, it is vital that supply chain managers understand risk management basics, standards, and supply chain applications. A key resource in this area is the Supply Chain Risk Management Consortium. A link to this organization is provided in the Online Resource Center. The basic process of risk identification, assessment, and classification helps supply chain managers identify key risks, prioritize them, devise a cost-effective response strategy for each risk, develop a risk response plan, execute the plan, and keep up to date. Risk is generally defined as an uncertainty that could positively or negatively affect the accomplishment of business objectives. For example, it could be an uncertainty related to delivery dates, quality, or revenue/cost. Negative risks also include hazards, sources of danger, lawsuits, or the possibility of incurring loss, misfortune, or injury. The above definition of risk includes uncertainties that could have a positive impact. Risks are not always bad things, but they are always uncertain. Why does risk include things that could be positive? Because an uncertain investment might not produce the benefits that are desired, thus wasting the time and money put in up front. When a risk describes a positive uncertainty, it is called an opportunity. Threat is a more precise term for just the negative types of risk. These are the opportunities and threats of a SWOT analysis, for example. Risk is often defined only from a negative perspective, such as in the ASCM Supply Chain Dictionary, definition of supply chain risk as the variety of possible events and their outcomes that could have a negative effect on the flow of goods, services, funds, or information resulting in some level of quantitative or qualitative loss for the supply chain. All investment involves uncertainty, including investing in a supply chain. Even a street food vendor's operations can illustrate the threats and opportunities of managing a supply chain. Imagine some of the possibilities. The vendor could have an accident going to work. The vendor's wife, who serves as an at-home cook, could fall ill and fail to prepare some of the items to be sold that day. Customers could get sick from eating spoiled product and sue. Regulators could shut the stand down for non-compliance with health regulations or lack of a license. The wholesale supplier or a nearby business that provides a great deal of foot traffic, customers, could go out of business. Bad weather could keep customers away, drive up the price of raw materials, food products, or fuel, or destroy the stand. Thieves could steal inventory while the vendor is busy. A regular customer might move out of the neighborhood. Street gangs might cover the stand with graffiti or intimidate the vendor or customers. A competitor could set up a cart nearby. From an opportunity's perspective, perhaps the vendor wants to expand to a new neighborhood. It may be that a vendor who worked that area has gone out of business and is offering a cart for sale at a bargain. Of course, opportunities are still uncertain, so it may be that after purchasing the cart and more inventory and hiring a worker due to different cultural backgrounds, no one buys the products. The problems in this microcosm imply all the dangers that lie in wait for larger enterprises. And so do the solutions. In brief, a little redundancy might be in order as a buffer. The availability of a second car, a neighbor who can help cook, or a second or third source for supplies. The ability to sense and respond to issues can also help, such as moving the stand to where police are usually nearby or establishing a personal relationship with customers to keep them loyal. Finally, building an adaptable business and supply chain can make the organization resilient. Research and contingency planning could help avoid disruptions caused by weather or inadvertent violations of the law. The vendor could reduce the uncertainty of the opportunity by finding out what people in a different neighborhood like to eat. Redundancies, visibility, responsiveness, and adaptability can promote the steady operation of any organization. Let's add complexity now and look at some examples of risks for global enterprises. Example: a Canadian company that manufactures electric motors established new relationships with global vendors to accommodate booming international demand. A few seemingly justified shortcuts were taken in the initial site inspections to expedite the selection process. Subsequently, poor quality issues have skyrocketed, and external failure costs due to defective products being shipped to customers are eroding profits and damaging the company's reputation. Example: a multinational medical device manufacturer experiences many service problems caused by technology incompatibilities with business partners and third parties. The root cause, a lack of open standards and problems with business process integration. Example, shipping seasonal textile goods made in Southeast Asia to a global retailer involves multiple parties, transportation modes, and port calls. Along the way, a political uprising paralyzes air freight and a labor dispute disrupts operations at a major port of call. Example, cyber risk has huge implications for supply chains. For example, a major U.S. retailer had its customers' personal data stolen by hackers. In that case, the credit and debit card account information of 70 million customers was stolen using malware introduced at the point of sale. The store's sales and reputation suffered, and it spent money repairing the damage, offering zero liability for fraudulent charges and a year's free credit monitoring and protection. Processes for managing risk in supply chain. The key processes that supply chain managers need to be able to perform related to managing risk in the supply chain are identifying the risks, assessing and classifying the risks, developing a risk response plan, executing the risk response plan. Each of these processes is introduced next at a general overview level. Prerequisites to these processes involve strategizing and planning, developing a risk strategy by discovering the organization's tolerance toward risk-taking and the maturity level of its risk management processes, developing a plan for how you will identify and assess risks and plan and execute risk responses. Identifying risks. The process of identifying risks involves the following steps. Brainstorming all of the possible risks, threats, and opportunities related to the business process or project. Assigning attributes to each risk, such as who it may affect, what causes might make the risk occur, and other details. Entering the risks and their attributes in a risk register, which is usually a spreadsheet with risks in rows and attributes in columns. Assessing and classifying risks. The process of assessing and classifying the risks involves the following steps. Performing a qualitative risk assessment, which involves discussions with subject matter experts and persons closest to a given process to perform the steps shown in Exhibit 7-1. Exhibit 7-1, qualitative analysis steps. Performing an optional quantitative risk assessment, which involves doing further analysis for significant risks, as shown in Exhibit 7-2. Exhibit 7-2, quantitative analysis steps optional. Developing risk response plan. The process of developing a risk response plan involves the following steps. Selecting the best type of response for each risk given the organization's attitude toward risk and the costs of the response. Developing a risk response plan showing what to do for each risk and when to do it, including what events might trigger action if applicable. Clearly assigning one person to be accountable for each risk response that requires management. Getting approval and funding for responses. Adding the risk responses and response owners to the risk register. Executing risk response plan. The process of executing a risk response plan involves the following steps. Implementing planned risk responses, either on a schedule or as a contingent response to specified triggering events. Analyzing trends and variances from expected results to see how effective risk responses are and identify new risks or triggering events. Analyzing the risk budget to determine if reserve amounts are sufficient to address ongoing and planned risk responses. Regularly meeting to review the risk register. Adding new risks and reassessing existing risks. Determining the results of responses. Generating new planned responses. Retiring risks that are no longer relevant.